Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Today we invite you to listen to Bill Adcox as he shares the Word of God with us on this edition of Moments of Inspiration.
If we were to make a top 10 list of notable individuals from World War II, likely Winston Churchill would be on that list. What an amazing individual. He was so instrumental in the outcome of the war. However, there are also many other stories that seem to prove the humanness of Winston Churchill, especially some of his legendary tirades. It was said that he could be very unkind, even hurtful with his words. Once an often rebuffed servant finally stood up against Churchill. How would Churchill respond? Surprisingly, the servant was told by Churchill, "You were rude to me." The servant replied, "You were rude to me too." Churchill grumbled, "Yes, but I am a great man." Churchill believed that his position afforded him the right to be rude. Can you imagine that? Is it possible that sometimes we might have a similar mindset? I am the father, therefore I can be rude. I am the mother, I can be rude. Think of the possibilities. I can be rude because I'm the elder of the church. I can be rude because I'm the preacher of the church. Think of the boss who comes to work every day and his mindset is, I can be rude because I'm the boss. Or the employee who says, I'm the employee, I can be rude. I could be rude because I'm poor or because I'm rich. Maybe I'm rude because I'm white or because I'm black. I'm old or because I'm young. And so the list could go on and on for all of the reasons why we could be disrespectful and rude. The great Apostle Paul impresses me. If anyone had a reason to be rude, he did. He had to sacrifice more. He served harder than most others of his day. He traveled further, but he had been lied more about. He faced greater opposition in his service for Christ. As he wrote the church at Colossae about the completeness of being in Christ, he brings to the believer's mind that in Christ Jesus, that there's something more to be found. And it shows in the Apostle Paul's life. He speaks of his own mindset in chapter 4, verse 7, when he calls himself a slave, a doulos, or a bondservant. And then in verse 11, he notes himself as just being one of Jesus' workers. What a marvelous, humble mindset. He seemed to understand the words of Jesus in Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28, that those that would be the chief or the leaders among God's people would be those who served or who were the servants. In that same letter to the Colossians, Paul finalizes the letter with some customary greetings. However, when Paul came to Archippus, in the next to the last sentence in this letter, there was concern rather than praise. In our modern way of thinking, Paul might have had all the rights in the world to just ream him out, to chew him up, to be rude to him. After all, in Philemon, the first chapter there, verse 2, Archippus is noted as being a soldier for the Lord. What had happened to Archippus? What would cause a soldier to go AWOL? What discouragement had he faced that had caused him to slow down or stop? What fear was winning out in his life? Paul's words in Colossians are kind and respectful. See to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. In a loving way, Paul encourages him to finish the work that God had given him. If you're a Christian, can you think of a time you wished your words had been kinder, gentler, more respectful? To say that we live in a rude world might be an understatement. From drivers on our highways to our politicians in Washington, respect is at an all-time low. Sadly, our favorite modern form of humor is sarcasm, that put-down kind of humor. My wife and I rarely watch the nighttime talk shows like Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon these days. Their humor, well, it's all put-down. Their favorite targets, those in authority. Those the scriptures remind us to respect, if for nothing more than the respect deserved by their office to the Romans. In the 13th chapter, the Apostle Paul would write, "Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. Now, let's be honest. The scriptures do not suggest a blind eye toward the negative things that may occur in our governments. There are sufficient scriptures that show us, should the government try to make us disobey God, we obey God first. Men like Daniel obeyed God when their government tried to force them to disobey God in worship. The apostles obeyed God when they were told no longer to witness in the name of Jesus Christ. The Hebrew midwives of Exodus refused to kill the Hebrew babies when ordered to do so by Pharaoh. Jonathan refused his father, the king's order, to kill David. There are valid reasons for disobedience, but to be honest, rarely do I see these reasons for man's modern disrespect of government. And even should there be a scriptural reason for disobedience, the call for respect never goes away. What about our home? To the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul would write this in Ephesians 5, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church." And then he tells the husbands in verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." He goes on further down in verse 31, and he says, "However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." I was thinking of Paul as he continued there in that same passage talking to children. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on this earth." To the fathers, Paul would say this, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord." Beyond our government, beyond our homes, the Apostle Peter wrote to the church calling them the living stones and chosen people. In that he commands them, verse 17 of chapter 2, he says, "Show respect to everyone." We understand as Christians that we live in a fallen world. It should not surprise us when we see and hear great disrespect and harsh words coming from those who are part of this world. However, for those redeemed by the blood of Jesus and called to serve our risen Master, respect for others should be a given. Why? Because we know God made everyone. Whether good or bad, God is still not finished with any of us. Why should we show respect? Because Jesus died for everyone. John 3, verse 16 and 17. Why should we show respect? Because it shows we know God. 1 John 4, verse 8. And also, why should we show respect? Because of the law of the harvest. You reap what you sow. Galatians 6, verse 7. Folks who choose to sow seeds of respect can expect a harvest of the same. It begins with our words, Proverbs 15:4. It extends to those that we serve, Luke 6:31. It elevates itself in times of disagreement, Romans 14:12. It's present when we share the gospel with the lost, 1 Peter 3:15. And it responds politely when others are rude to us, Romans 12:17. What is that? It's the respect that others deserved. It takes no intelligence at all to be rude, but on the other hand, it shows great character and maturity when we learn to show respect to others.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And ye
sweet the sound.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas. In the light.